Okay, so tonight, Pesach Hashem, we're going to continue in Siman Reish Nun Tes. We are up to Reish Nun Tes Siv Beis. We're doing page 16. My apologies to all the people who were on the Zoom last night, as I had clicked on the wrong Zoom link. So good to be back with everyone on the correct Zoom link. So we are up to Siv Beis. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Hanosam Avanim Levenim Saviv HaKadera Tzorich Sheyiyachadim Lekach Liolam. That if you're going to put stones or bricks around your pot, you need to be miyachidem, that they're meant to be used for atmana. Because if you aren't miyachi them, then you're not going to view them as very chashuva things, and you'll throw them out. And therefore they're muktza, because they're something that in the long term has really no usage for you, and therefore you need to be miyachi them specifically for atmana in order to be able to take away their muktza status. If you take a look in the Mishnah Berurah, Katan Yud, lekach liolam, haynu sheyach de me'erev Shabbos, that you're miyachi them already on Erev Shabbos to always use them for hatmana. Because if you didn't already designate them on Erev Shabbos to use them, then it's going to be asr mishum muktza. And the same is true when it comes to firewood. You should be careful not to use the firewood to close the mouth of the oven or the opening of the oven on Erev Shabbos. Muktzah, because that firewood is otherwise going to be muktzah, and you're not going to be allowed to move it out of the way on Shabbos. Siv katan yud alif u'mashlichan, you might throw it out because you're going to have no use to for it. Haynu d'lach shen shamish ben haderech l'ashlichan l'chutz. Once you finish using it, the derech is to throw it out. She'in aleim shem kli v'inim chashuvim, because it's not a kli and it's not a dever chashuv. Al kein heim b'chal muktzah, and that's what makes a muktzah. Da'adam makzeh daito mehem, because a person has totally taken his mind off of them, because it's not something that he views as a usable item. But any stones or bricks that are always on the stove, so those are mutter to be metaltal, they're not muktzah, because they are designated specifically for that use. So Sif Beis is just basically telling us that rocks that you want to use for atmana have to be designated for that usage, otherwise they will be muktzah. Sif Gimel, Hatomin Bekupa Malaya Gizei Tzemer, also the taltel. Let's say you are matmin a pot into a giant box, a big box that's full of gizei tzemer, it's full of wool shearings, and you're being matmin in those wool shearings. So vahotzi akadera, and then you took out the pot from the shearings that you were matmin in it. Kol zman shel niskalkla aguma yochel achziva. If the cavity is still there, you could put it right back in that cavity where it was. V'im niskalkla lo yachzirena. But if the cavity has already caved in from around, you take out the pot and all the soft stuff comes in and fills that hole, then you cannot put it back. But you're allowed to take the pot out thinking that I'll put it back in if the cavity stays, if it doesn't get ruined. We're not going to make like a gzeira that you might come to put it back in, even if it is miskalkel. And some say shafilu taman bedavar shemutel l'taltel, that even if you're matman with something that you're allowed to be metaltel, meaning something that's not muktza, im niskalkel aguma lo yachzir, if the cavity is ruined when you take out the pot, you cannot put it back in, even though the stuff inside is not muktza. Because if it all caved in, you're going to need to sort of like hollow out an area within all that soft stuff to put the pot back in. And then it's like you're doing Hatman on Shabbos, meaning essentially what's behind Siv Gimel is that if you were Matman with the Davar She'eno Mosif Hevel on Erev Shabbos, and then you unwrapped it on Shabbos, you're allowed to rewrap it in that same thing on Shabbos. But you're not allowed to put a new wrapping around it on Shabbos. So if you took it out of the Davra Matmin, and then it all caved in, and now you're putting it back in, you are rewrapping it on Shabbos. You're not rewrapping, it's considered a brand new wrapping on Shabbos, perhaps, and that's therefore going to be Aser. Mishra Buris of Katan Yud Bey, Shasa L'Taltel, Hainu Osum Shaksul L'Schara. What are an example of Gizei Tzemer that are Muktzah? The ones that are designated to do business with. So Yachal Achzira, the Chazomot of Shabbos B'Davar Sheinu Mosav Hevel. You're allowed to put something back into a Davar Sheinu Mosav Hevel on Shabbos, as we've learned previously. The imnis kalkala, and if the cavity has fallen in, shenafla gizin shemikali mikali makom ashevik deira, the Gizei Semer from either side have fallen into the cavity where the Kedera was. So the reason you're not allowed to put the pot back into it is because you're moving the Gizei Semer, which themselves are Mukta. So when you put the pot back in, you're going to be in violation of Tiltul Mukta. Sift Alev and Shulchan Aruch. Let's say you wrapped a pot in something that is mukta, but then you covered the pot with something that is not mukta. So then it's easy to remove the kedera. Just take away the stuff that's not mukta from on top of the pot, and then grab the pot from the top and pull it out, and you won't have to deal with any mukta issues. That you put something mukta around the kedera. If it was the reverse, if let's say you wrapped the pot on the sides with something not mukta and you cover it with something yes mukta, so how do you get around that? How do you get the pot out? Simple. Remove the stuff from the sides, and then you could pick up the pot from the sides because the stuff on the sides wasn't mukta, so you were able to move that out of the way. So you pick up the pot from the sides, umotzia, and you remove it from where it is. The low nasis basis lahen, because it's not a basis for the mukta that's on top of it, like we explained yesterday, that it's not a basis because it's not there to serve the mukta. The mukta is there to serve it. And then you can just shake the mukta stuff from on top of the pot. Whatever is mukta is just going to fall away on its own. So that would be the way to remove a pot if it's partially hutman with davar mukta and partially with the davar she'enu mukta. Sif hay in Shulchan Aruch, taman v'kisa b'davar she'enu nital. If you did hatmana and covered the pot with a mukta item, in mikzas hakedera megula, so if at least some of the pot is exposed and not fully covered, no telemachzer. You could take the pot from that part that's not covered with anything. But v'imla v'enu notel. But if it's fully covered with mukta, so then there's nothing you could do. There's no way you're going to be able to access the pot. Sif vav. Yom Tov Shchalios Perev Shabbos. If Yom Tov falls out on Friday, Yesh Misha Osa Lahatmin Bavana Mishum Davi Kama Binyan V'yesh Matirim. Some say you're not allowed to do Atmana. You're allowed to do Atmana on Yantif. You're allowed to do Atmana B'davar Sheinu Mosav Hevel on Erev Shabbos. Here it's Yantif that is Erev Shabbos. So what's going to be the problem? So the problem is that it's like Binyan, that you're using stones. So since on Yantif you're not allowed to make a Binyan, so some have a problem with that. It's a Gzeiru Mishum Bone, and others are Matir. Siv Katan. Even if you're miyached these stones, so there's no mukta issue. Mishum dehavi b'chulei haynu desidur ha'avanim davi kumodofen havi b'chal binyan arai v'asim idraban b'yomtov. To arrange stones in a way where they form a wall is like a binyan arai, and that would be asim idraban on yomtov. V'yesh matirim. So why is anyone makil if it's an isur draban on yomtov? Svir lo unto mishum kavod Shabbos lo gazru, that in order to have hot food for Shabbos, they were not gozer this dirabanan of bona. V'im efshal ha'atman b'inyan acher asa l'kulei alma. And if there's another way to do the hatmana without using these stones, then for sure it's going to be aser. V'ayin v'el yirabish kasav shaminika yesh matirim v'chein kasav agraz. The El Yerabah and the Alter Rebbe both say that the minig is like the yesh matirim, the second day are quoted here in Shulchan Aruch. Now finally, Siv Zayin. Tanur shaminichim ba'achamin v'sosmin piv b'daf v'shorkin pirish machlikin also bitit. If you have an oven that you put hot soup into it, and then you close the opening of the oven with a board, and you smooth it out with tit, with some plaster over it, mutar listor also stima kedei lotzi achamin. You're allowed to break through that seal in order to get the hot soup out. V'lachs v'lusasma, and then you can close it up again. V'im yesh bo gechalim lo chashos, but if there are coals that are still active, mutar al yidei einu yehudi, then you have to ask a guy to do it for you, but it's mutar to ask a guy to do that for you. V'yesh mechmirin shalol listor stima satanur hatoch betit al yidei yisrael imef shalas al yidei einu yehudi. And some are machmir that you shouldn't even close it in the first place by yourself if you have access to a non-Jew to do it for you. V'chein imef shalas al yidei yisrael katan, and also if you have access access to a katan, lo yasa Yisrael gadol. So then you shouldn't have a gadol do it. V'im e'efshar, but if it's not possible, yasa gadol yidei shinui k'tzas v'achinog. If you don't have a guy and you don't have a katan, so then you'll have a gadol do it with a little bit of a shinui to seal the oven shut. So sifkatan yotes in the shabrua mutar listar, that when you once you sealed it shut with this plaster, you're allowed to break it open. Shein zebuch chal stiras binyan afil midrabanan. That's not called soser even on a drabanan level. Kimin shalom nasa l'kiyum klal, because it wasn't meant to last at all, so it's not soser. V'lachzor l'sasmo hu inyan b'fnei atzmo v'kamash melon d'lo tzarich l'mecha shami yesh b'fnim g'chol m'loch shos u'kshiyastemenu yigram shichbu. The idea that of reclosing it up again has nothing to do with bonus sosa or anything like that. It's like a separate issue. We're saying, oh, and when you close it, do you have to worry about what's happening to the coals and whether it's a violation of mechaber or mavir on the coals? So that's what it's saying, that you don't have to worry that maybe there are coals inside that when you close it are going to be extinguished. But then we said that there are those that are machmir, that if you have an Einu Yehudi to do it for you, to close it, you should do that. But a Jew should not be closing it. Why? Because Rama thinks we are concerned that it will lead to being mechaber the gechalim. Even though that's not your intention, but it's inevitably going to happen. That when you close the oven, the flame is going to go down a little bit in these gechalim because it's going to have less oxygen, it's going to have less air to keep the flame going. Why can you ask a guy to do it if it's inevitably going to happen? Because amir la'akum on a psikresha is mutter. Meaning, since that's not what anyone's having kavana for, so that's what we call amir la'akum on a psikresha, and that's going to be mutter. Kamosh kasav sof simin reish nun gimel. V'im eino sosma legamri. And if you do not close it off entirely, afilu al yidei Yisrael shari, then it's even mutter if you do it al yidei Yisrael. Deino mechabe, because then it's not necessarily going to be mechabe anything. So then it's not a psikresha, so then it's just a davar sheinu miskaven, which is going to be mutter anyway. The kasva magen avram adds the dafka kishamanicha harbe pasuach. That's only if you leave it very open. Avel manicha rak maat pasuach yesh lasam shemavir. If you leave it a little bit open, so then it's an isra of mavir. The teva ruach lios mafiach derech nekev katan v'dami l'mapuach. Because the way that wind works is if you leave a little bit of an opening, more air is going to find its way to that opening, and that therefore is going to cause the coals to go up. Umavir yosar atanam And ironically, if it was wide open, it would not be mavir the flame so much. But by leaving a little bit of an opening, I'm not sure the scientific explanation of this, but by leaving a little bit of an opening, more air is going to go in, and that's going to fan the flames, and that's therefore mavir, to close it mostly and leave it partially open. Kosva Eliyarabba, the Eliyarabba writes, the Mumkomat Chak, Mutra Yisrael Listo Matanur, Afil Biyesh Kacholim Loch Shos, that in Neshasat Chak, a Jew is allowed to close a Tanur, even if it has live coals in there. Kiyesh Listo Machaldash Shomasadash, and Shemekel Israeli Glavi Psikresh Shechba, Gacholim Alidea Stima. Because you could be relying on the Shomasadash, who does not think that it's going to be a Psikresh to close the oven. Vim Eish Boer Betocho, Afil Shomasadash, and Osir. But if there's an actual fire, not just coals, then even the Shomasadash would say it's Osir. To close it, to seal the oven shut, because if you seal an oven shut that has a live fire in there, it's certainly going to be mechabe. Vida, and you should know the coals are linyan stima satanur. This is all about closing the oven. Linyan psichas piatanur, but as far as opening the oven, that everyone's going to say is aser for a Jew to do if you know that there are live coals in there. Afilu menu sarok petit, even if it was not sealed with tit, daruach mavir sagachalim. Because certainly, if you're bringing air into a space where there are live gachalim, it's for sure going to be havara. And then the Shulchan Aruch had said, v'yesh machmirin, the Mishramah rather had said, yesh machmirin, that a Jew shouldn't do it if he has access to a non-Jew. Taimam, the reason for the yesh machmirim, is do like kevin shetoach petit yesh v'zek tzas mishum stiras binyan. L'kach yesh lachmir hecha de'efsher. That since it was toch betit, since it was sealed shut, it might be a violation of stira, of stira's binyan. And therefore, if there's a possibility to be machmir, we should do so. So tonight we learned a bunch of things, but we'll summarize it in 3 points. Point number one is that if the matmin, the thing that you're matmin with, is muktza, you can put a pot back into it, but only if the cavity had remained in place, right? So, because you're not being metaltal anything. If the matmin is not mukta, then for sure you could put the pot back into it. But if it's not mukta and the cavity has already caved in, then there's two opinions. One opinion says, yeah, sure, you can put it right back. The other opinion says, no, because that's a new hatmana. It's not redoing it, it's doing it anew if the cavity is no longer there. So even though it's not a mukta problem, it's a hatmana problem. Second thing we learned is that we had a machlokas, whether it's a bona problem to be matmin with non-mukta rocks on Yom Tov, which falls out on Erev Shabbos. So forget about the mukta problem, forget about any hatmana issues, which there aren't, since it's Yom Tov and Erev Shabbos, but it might be a bona problem to arrange rocks in such a way where they form a wall. And then the third thing that we learned is that if there are live coals in the oven, you need to be very concerned about opening and closing the oven because of mavir mechabe, as well as a potential act of stira in opening up a sealed oven. But you could always do these things al yidei eino yehudi, because a psik, amir la'akum is mutter on a psik reshe. So b'Hashem, tomorrow we will conclude Se'if Zayin, and with that also concludes Simen Reish Nun Tes, which also, by the way, concludes with this long or brief, I don't know, depending how you look at it, summary of all the dinim of Shehiyah Hatmana and everything that we've learned in the last number of Simanim. So tomorrow's shiur we can anticipate might be a little longer than the usual 15 minutes. Okay, have a good night.